Welcome back, guys. As you can see, I haven't uploaded much to my YouTube for a very long time. There's a lot of things that is going to be changing over next year and a year after. I've got a 3-year plan what I'm doing with YouTube now. I know what I'm doing with it, and I'm going to start making changes to it, taking down some of the videos and re-uploading some other things in a later date. So what am I doing with YouTube? Right, for a first thing is I'm going to start doing podcasts, so I'll be talking about the animals and much more on here, and this will be downloaded to my Spotify podcast as well, so I've got extra content on my Spotify as well. So guys, if you're not on there, go and check that out. And the second part to the channel is going to be a educational program. I'm on the early stages of it. I don't want to discuss any of it because I don't want anyone to nick my ideas from it. But it's going to be something different. It is out there already, but not in the way how I'm going to do the podcast. Not the podcast, the other project. And I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot involved in it and a lot of time and effort. So that's a 3 to 4 year plan on that, and I'm looking forward to that so much. But there's a lot of script writing and everything to do with that, because that needs to be in detail and everything else. But yes, I thought I'd jump on here because I haven't been on here for a very long time, and just let you guys know, because I know I haven't got a lot of followers on here at the moment, but I am planning on boosting this a lot more next year. So I thought I might as well start now, coming live on here a little bit more, really, so I get people in. And need to sort out one live a week, I think, and yeah, and go from there, really. Maybe a Wednesday or something, I don't know. We sort that out later next year, I guess. So at the moment, we will see. When I go live, it will be once a week at the moment, and we go from there, really. Thank you all for your support and that through this year. I will tell you the news I have put on my social media. We have hit, since the beginning of this year, 2022, we have started our podcast. I did look, and I have found out that we are ranked number 3 of our podcast in the world, which is fantastic. I am happy with that. I know a lot of my podcasts are not long. It's between 10 to half an hour, some of them. I think there's 1 or 2 episodes that are about an hour long. But talking for that amount of time is draining. Trust me, guys, it is very draining. And trying to remember everything possible, and you have to save a lot of content for another time as well. And I don't really script anything. Whenever Sophie's on my podcast, she likes to script everything. I like to do everything from memory and wing it, and normally it works. But yeah, everything's completely different when I do it. I just talk and hopefully remember everything much as possible and go from there. As you can see in the background, things have got a little bit messy. Obviously, everyone should know by now, we lost a great ambassador, Buddy. I'm not ready to really talk about it just yet, because it's been nearly a week since his passing, but I will eventually get round to tell you guys what's happened and everything else. But yeah, the background, the backdrop of Reptile Discoveries, as you can see, is half hanging down and everything else. But we're getting there. We're getting there. And obviously, as you can see, this side, this is all going in the next couple months. We have got a couple animals left there, but all this room is getting changed around. I know I ain't long moved in, but all at the back is staying. But it's this side and this side which will be changing around. You will see in the next so many months coming what we are up to in here. Obviously that unit, that black unit all up there, obviously it's got animals in. I need to find homes for all of them because that's going. We have got new snakes that are on the way this month, and you will see how much more animals we have got. Obviously we've got baby slings, scorpions and much more on there. And at the bottom we have got, you can't see it because it's right on the floor beyond here, we have got our small box of dubioches. That was in that black box up there, but they're full of mealworms. Believe it or not, somehow we did have loads of dubioches in there and some mealworms. I don't know how they got in there, they just got in there. So I'd swap them all around, and I left it about a month and a half, and I looked in there today and that just exploded of millions, well I won't say millions, but hundreds of mealworms in there. So I've got plenty of food back in there. Dubia roaches, I haven't got as many like I did have. I did have like nearly 2,000, but they have just got wiped out, been eaten and everything else. So lucky enough, down here in this little enclosure, I did have some running around, male cockroaches, dubia cockroaches. So I took them back out, and because the spider ghost wasn't eating them, and I decided to put them back, and hopefully that will help kickstart the colony again. As soon as that spikes up to nearly 2,000, 3,000, I'll get another tub and we'll go from there, and another 145 litre tub and we'll go back to there. But yes guys, I didn't realise, because I had all of my mealworms in a see-through, as you can see there, tub. That wasn't doing as well as I thought. Soon as I stuck them in the black tub, oh my god, they just exploded. Plus where they are on top of the gecko enclosure, Ben and Jerry's one, that just exploded because of the heat coming off of them and everything else, like wow. So I'm quite happy with that. Next year's plans, we have got a lot of plans going on. I want to go live a lot more. I will be paying for StreamYard in the next couple months again. What my plans are, going on live on YouTube a lot more, and live on Twitch as well. Twitch, I need to find the right cameras to go on there, because every time I use a phone and stuff like that, they keep, the internet's not working right on them and they keep kicking me out. So now I have to find a new way of doing stuff on there. I am trying to keep it going on a very thin line, but yeah, where I'm working long hours and everything else, it's been quite hard. Today this is like my fourth episode of the podcast. I've been trying to boost my podcast because I know I've got a lot of long hours ahead of me. This week I'm doing 4 days over 10 hours a day, apparently, at work. So as you can tell, it's going to be hard. So I'm trying to get as much content ready for next 4 to 5 days or weeks and that ahead of me. So yes, that's why I'm doing all this type of thing. Yes guys, and next year, I have said it in my previous podcasts and everything, what's going to come out soon. I have said it in the past on Facebook, I think. Next 2 years, I'm changing my podcast up a lot more. Obviously, I want to come on YouTube a lot more to record it like this and audio record. So I'm going to have my normal come out on a Sunday, talking about what we're up to and stuff like that. On a Wednesday, we're going to try and get guests on a lot more. And if not, we'll be talking like in depth about the animals, if they bite you, what you should do and stuff like that. So hopefully that will help you guys out a lot more if you come stuck with something. Hopefully we do get a lot more guests on. I think we had about 3 this year. It's not too bad, but I would like to have a lot more on than normal. At least 7-8 guests for next year, something like that. I don't have my raise too high because it's trying to get people on, it's time and trying to organise everything, it's very hard work. I'll get around to getting older people. I have messaged people, emailed people, and there's a couple guys at work that are interested in coming on because they know quite a bit about reptiles as well, and I talk to them quite a lot at work about stuff, what's going on. They did have quite a lot of animals, but I had to get rid of them for certain reasons, electric and everything else was going up. Sorry guys, that was a little bit of a thing. I didn't mean to click that. Sorry, there's quite a few things popping up on the computer. Let's go to comments. No one's on at the moment. I'm looking forward to next year in this room. We have got quite a few things on the way, like I said. We've got new snakes, new rackings. We've got a couple new enclosures as well, which I'm looking forward to. And loads of new other stuff as well. I lost the thought now. No, it's gone. Anyway, I'm sure it comes back. Bioactive, that's it. My bioactive stuff, like my isopods, that's what I was trying to say. They're breeding fantastically. I didn't think they was going to explode how they are, so we'd be seeing a lot more of them in the containers next year, late next year, middle of summer, something like that. Let them to grow a lot more. What I'm going to do is, Ghost has got some here. You can't see him, my crested gecko in his enclosure. He's got some in there as well. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. And see how much. Obviously, I've got. Hello, what's going on in there? Other things going on as well with the bioactive stuff. In one of them, I would like to start sticking a misting system in there, seeing if that works. I might stick it in my crested gecko enclosure and we go from there. Obviously, I have got a misting system. There's a couple of things that I need to buy for it first. And see how that affects it all. I do need to get a new tub for it as well. But I'm looking forward to all this. It's going to be epic. I don't know if you can see him. Just there, his head. That's Rex. He wants to come out. He has been out quite a lot today, but I thought I'd leave him in there. I did leave him out by an accident last night as well. Oopsie. So, I thought he can have the rest of the afternoon in there as well. I can't believe how quickly the day has passed. It's gone very, very quickly today. Guys, I am going to try and make some new videos as well because a lot of these are getting old and I need just new stuff really on it here and I don't have time, but I will do soon. Like always, 2 seconds and I'll stick this though. That's better. We've got some music. Yeah, let me change it. There you go. I've got some music going. I always forget to stick music on here because obviously where I'm filming for the podcast as well, that will I need to stick music on that as well, so it's two different stuff I need to do. Yes, so I'm going to be very, very busy next year. This is why I'm starting to record a little bit more of a podcast of each day, at least one to two a day in the next couple of weeks. So within 2 weeks, I'm going to have over 30 episodes ready to go up on Spotify. Reason why I'm going to be recording far ahead of myself is because I've got two episodes a day going out next year and I need to get everything ready. So guys, on Spotify, if you're going to hear something, it's going to be at least 2 to 3 weeks, maybe even a month ahead of time, shall I say. So time you hear this, it's going to be like at least a month behind. So sorry, but that's one of them things when you're in this industry of being very busy, many apps up to social media, shall I say, updating and everything else. You need to be up to date with everything and be so far ahead of stuff. I'm not the only one who does it. There's many people out there that do it the same thing that I do as well. So what's going on with this little video? I'll tell you in a sec after I played it. So I love that video of me and Sophie. Sophie has done some podcasts, but she's stepping back away from Reptile Discoveries a little bit. Doing her own thing. She's got a couple of things for me from me that she needs to do, like our merchandise. We have got a couple of prototypes that are coming. As you can see, we've got mugs and this little prototype. If you're interested, let us know on social media. Go and find us on Facebook, guys, and things will be on there as well. I'm going to try and do something later on today. What I'm going to do is make a collage, put everything what we got or Sophie has made on there, and we be once a week where it be going up so people can see the extra stuff what we have made for them. And it's going to be a lot cheaper than the shop that we have got, because we only get royalties out of it. And what I've been saying to people is thank you for the support when you have been buying our stuff. And what we are planning on doing is going the extra mile. All the proceeds of everything what we are making ourselves are going back into remaking it and going on to our animals, so we don't get a penny at all from it. All the money goes back into the animals and doing more fun stuff for the contents and everything else. So getting StreamYard instead of you can see where it's going. So we can go StreamYard a lot more. We can go like I used to on many social medias in one hit and stuff like that. So that's how we're going to be doing it as before. What else are we planning? I haven't really thought about much really. It's only to do with the podcast coming live on YouTube and Twitch, and working on my Spotify for the next so many years, a lot more on that. I haven't really got any other plans really. As I was saying on my at the beginning with YouTube, I've got the secret project, which is going to take me a lot longer because that's going to take a lot of time up. I'm planning on doing the episodes between no less 30 minutes or less at a time. I'm hoping to get a sponsor in, so every 15 minutes I can have like a couple of seconds, 30 seconds clip of the an advert to get the promotions out for people. I've got one or two people that I'm going to be doing for already, and help them out, and we're gonna go from there, really, guys. Hopefully that's helped everything and caught everyone out roughly what's going on, and we'll be going from there. Yes, I have got a TV, as you can gather in here as well. This is like a rep, it is meant to be just for reptiles, but I'm slowly turning into a reptile / man cave as well, so it's a bit of both really in here. But the amount of animals and how warm it is in here, I'm surprised, like, yeah, how much I can fit in here really. Obviously I've got a cupboard here, I've been sorting out the last couple months since I've moved in here. I want to transform into a enclosure. It's big enough, long enough, to do so. So eventually next year at some point when I am not busy-ish, I will be doing that as well at some point. To save money as well, in our back garden or backyard, it depends who's watching this. If you're American, it's a yard. If you're UK, it's garden. I'll be getting making a small vegetable garden. So some of the animals be having some fruit, veg. It's cheap to do, easy to do, and I recommend to anyone who's going to do it, just do it, because you save so much money and you know what chemicals that have been on it as well. So next week, what's today? Today is, I think it's Friday. It's Friday today, so I will be planning next, maybe Wednesday some point. If it's not Wednesday, it'd be Thursday, where I'll be coming live again. Then we'd be going from there, really, guys. I'm going to go very soon, but I thought I'd jump on this live on YouTube and explain everything what I've been doing and what's going on and much, much more. We are hoping, before I forget, Black Friday coming up. I forgot when it is, but I need to look into that, Google it. And I need to sit down to talk to Sophie, because I don't know how much most of this stuff is up for sale, but we are going to do a little Black Friday event for the merchandise as well. So if you're interested, keep your eyes out for that as well, near to Christmas. And I might be doing a giveaway too as well, a little competition. Check that out on I was going to say Twitter, but it's more chance you see it on Facebook, to be honest. So keep a lookout on there for the competition as well. So keep your eyes peeled, guys. And we're going to go. Thank you for taking time out to watch this to the end. And we will see you next time. Thank you so much, guys. Before I forget, guys, go into Spotify, because there's a lot of content on there since we've been doing it a year, and tell me what you think. Leave a message on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you got us on. Leave us a message and tell us what you think on there as well. I'm interested to know what you guys think of that as well. And yes, guys, thank you so much for doing everything for us and paying attention and everything else, and we will see you next time. Goodbye for now. We'll be right back. Right, guys, yes. So, this is the extension of that live. We're off live now from YouTube. So, as you can see from the last couple of weeks where we have been going live on here, we have been doing extra stuff. So, we've been going live, doing extra things and everything else. So, yes, we have got a lot of stuff to catch up on. So, we're going to go soon from this podcast as well. As I said on YouTube, thank you so much for everything you have done for us. Following us on a lot of our social medias or all of it. I know there's quite a few of you out there, at least 6 of you that are following me on literally everything. So you should see one of our profiles. Normally at the top there is a link tree. Go and follow that, guys, because if you click on it, it will take you to all of our other social medias. There's a couple new things that I need to stick up on it and take down. Like our, for some reason, our webpage has been taken down. We don't know why. We have emailed them, but they're not getting back to us. And it's just throwing us off. It's very, very annoying for us. And we don't know what to do, really, if we want to set up another one or just leave it how it is. I know there's a lot of people like it how it is, but I prefer to stick everything into one place, really, so it's easy for you guys as well. But it's just one of them things at the end of the day. What I am planning on doing as well is, sorry, I've lost concentration. Just to try and go live a little bit more in a week. Around Christmas, I'm going to go a little bit dead, really, because we've got long shifts and going down to Kent to see a couple people and stuff like that around Christmas, and work's going to be hectic. So you hear from me, but not as much. So at least while I'm trying to get out everything as much as possible from them. We have got a Christmas special coming up. Hopefully Sophie can join me for that, because I'm looking forward to that as well. I want to try and bring Trigger back as well for the Christmas special. And just say thank you to her for jumping on. This is Trigger and helping me start Reptile Discovery Podcast, because she was one of our very first guests to join me. And I did say to her last night, because I did message her saying the 2 episodes that she joined me on at the beginning of the year was mental, because her podcast that she was on with me has gone through the roof. Like, everyone loves them. The stories of her with the scorpion, and yeah, I think that one was like nearly an hour long. Well, I know one of them was, and I know from that one we was both knackered from that. So hopefully we do get her back very soon, and hopefully for a Christmas special. So that's going to be amazing, guys, and I can't wait for the Christmas special at all. And I'm just gobsmacked, like, how quickly this year has gone. And next year is going to be more mental, because we'll be not doing one episode, we'll be doing 2 a week. So I need to get my ass in gear and start figuring out how to do this, what I'm up to, and talking about the animals and much more. So things take their time, and we will get there eventually. But yes, we definitely will get there. And what I'm gonna do now, guys, I'm gonna go. Thank you so much for staying on and listening and everything else. I know I've been saying it so much lately, but I do mean it from the bottom of my heart. How much you guys mean to us, me and Sophie. I know Sophie don't really do much with reptile stuff, only the merchandise now, but it means so much to us deep down. And where I'll get messages, health wrecks, how the other animals are. I know I ain't really seen Ben and Jerry a lot lately on TikTok and a couple of others, but people still message me, private message me, asking how they are. There's a couple of people's got my number. People can easily get me on Snapchat. That's in Linktree as well, guys. They message me saying, oh, how is this animal? Like, it's just mental, like, on a weekly basis, how many messages I get. Or, Simon, I've got a problem with this snake. Can you help me? I've got a problem with this animal. Can you help me? Like, if I don't know the answer, because I don't know the answer, no one knows the answer to everything. I get onto the phone or message one of my mates, they can tell me, and I always get back to people. Like, there's always someone out there knows something more than another person. So it's a learning curve, and I love this hobby because everyone's always how to help each other. Even if you don't know something, no one don't laugh at you. We're just there to advise people. We don't tell people what to do. We just advise people and stuff like that. But yes, guys, thank you again. I'm going to go and I will catch you in the next podcast. See you later. And don't forget, discover more with Reptile Discoveries.